Welcome back, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I'm your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and also 50 Hikes on Wisconsin and Michigan's portion of the North Country Trail. Thanks for joining me again as we put 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula to podcast format, which means when you're traveling, just pull out the podcast and listen to it before you go on one of these hikes. And today's hike is going to be at the Laughing Whitefish Falls, and that is near Munising. Actually, it's a little bit west of Munising, between Munising and Marquette. This is going to be a 1 mile round trip, hiking time 45 minutes, longer if you decide to explore the falls. This is going to be a nice flat walk for you. There's a waterfall, of course, and a lot of fern diversity, plant diversity in general. And you map geeks, you're going to need the USGS 7.5 Sand River map. And there is a picnic area, there are pit toilets, there is parking. You can get away with flip-flops in this one. And pets are allowed. So this is a connecting trail to the North Country Trail as well. So when you hike this, there is a spur trail that will take you to the north that will connect you up into the National Scenic Trail, so keep that in mind. So there's some folks will park there, and you'll see some cars, and you're like, why isn't there any people there? It's probably because some hikers are using it as an access point to the trail. So the road to Laughing Whitefish starts off paved, and then it turns into a rutted but passable gravel road to the trailhead, and that actually may be more of an adventure than the hike itself. So in fact, I would say the trail's in better shape than the county road leading to this thing. Anyways, this is a 960-acre scenic area, and it's for day use only, no camping. However, the number of cars in the lot may give you the impression that there are more people here than there really are because, again, of the North Country Trail access. So the path, it's wide, it's level, and there leads you to an overlook and a staircase that brings you all the way to the bottom of Laughing Whitefish Falls. So from Munising, you're going to drive west on M94, turn north at Sundell onto Dorsey Road, and the paved Dorsey Road ends after 2 miles, and you are directed half a mile down a rough gravel road to the trailhead. And from the parking lot, skirt through a regenerating forest composed mostly of poplar, where the wide, crushed gravel trail keeps invading plants at bay. Once in the hardwood forest, take note of all the different ferns. There's oak fern, woodland fern, common polypoidy fern, ostrich fern, cinnamon fern, and sensitive fern, just to name a few of them. Some notable wildflowers include rose twisted stalk and white baneberry. Spring ephemerals here are numerous. This is a great springtime walk. As you know, the forest here is hardwood, and so when there's no leaves at the end of winter, lots of sunshine comes through and allowing these short-lived but beautiful plants to develop during the very short growing season. And after you walk past two benches, the trail heads slightly downhill, and you'll cross the stream and notice the two tracks splitting to the right. You will stay on the crushed gravel trail as it bends to your left, which is easterly, with a slight downhill grade. And when you reach a third bench, your pathway continues on a level grade, and the hardwood forest becomes dominated by maturing sugar maples. Ferns and wildflowers, well, they're still plentiful, and making this forest feel very full and lush. On the north side of the trail, keep an eye open for the 1.9 long spur trail that leads to the North Country Trail. Interesting story behind that is when I was hiking back in 1998, I had to try to find it there. We followed the spur trail, but it kind of petered out in the forest, and we couldn't find the North Country Trail. So at the time, it was poorly marked and maintained, but today I understand it's in great shape. And there is a trailhead sign, which there was not one back when I did it. If you're going to hike it, keep your eyes open for the North Country Trail, that is. Keep your eye open for the blue blazes. Blue blazes mean North Country Trail. Usually spur trails mean you'll see white blazes. In low water years, you'll see Laughing Whitefish Falls before you hear them through the forest. And the falls are relatively quiet as the water flows over the hard 450-million-year-old Awe-Train Formation, which sits atop the Miner's Castle Sandstone, the same type of rock that makes up the fame-pictured rocks, which we will cover later in a future podcast. Actually, we'll do a lot of pictured rocks hikes in the later podcasts, I should say. So both formations, the Awe-Train and the Miner's Castle, are both forms of sandstone, but the upper Awe-Train layer is more resistant to erosion than the lower layer. So you're going to take a step back in time, way back in time, and you're going to descend 100 stairs to the bottom, and there is no direct access to the river, although many hikers have made their way through the barriers to comb for fossils and the layers of sandstone laid down by ancient seas. On the way back up, take a break and admire the sandstone face where lichens, liverworts, and ferns cling for their dear lives. And these air plants get their nutrients from dust, pollen, and other aerosoled organic materials while the tumbling falls provide the moisture they need. And after returning to the trail, if you choose to venture onto the North Country Trail Spur Trail, you may be rewarded with a view of an unnamed and virtually unknown waterfall, although you will need to visit in the early spring or after heavy rain, as it is created by an intermittent stream. The unnamed falls, where you will negotiate around a deep cavern, is about 1 mile north of the intersection. Although it is small, you will have this waterfall all to yourself. And that was the pleasant surprise that we had when we were taking the spur trail, trying to find a North Country Trail back in the day. They're just, it wasn't marked. So we're just kind of like, are we on a deer trail? What's going on here? What ended up happening is I ended up backtracking and hitching a ride all the way to the other side and gone all the way back in as far as I could and got dropped off. So it's just, the trail was not well maintained back in the day, but today it is, so keep that in mind. Another neat thing about this hike is when you get to the bottom, you may, especially in the later summer, you're going to see mink frogs, which look a lot like our bullfrog or green frog, but mink frogs are found only in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. And they're very docile, very calm frogs. And you'll find out why when you catch one and pick it up. Maybe Google mink frog and find out. Or go on this hike and find out for yourself. So, of course, you're going to harass the wildlife. You know, please put it back. And you're probably not going to be able to catch one of these guys anyways. They're pretty good at zigzagging. So, anyways, they're a cool animal. So, then again, thanks again, everybody. We'll see you on our next episode of this podcast, where we are going to hike on Mackinac Island. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you again.